soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on January 9, 2022. This is about Jim Jones, Kool-Aid, and the COVID-19 vaccinations of death. I urge all to remember and review the event of Jim Jones, the cult master, who administered to his followers a brew of poisonous cyanide in Kool-Aid. You can look it up. It was back in 1978. The point is, misapplied trust has a damning destruction of death, as in this case. The man Jim Jones was a complicated individual with much training in various aspects that allowed him to stand as a master to be followed by those that would follow such a deceiver. Even following him to the point of death, as was illustrated by this tragic event in 1978. In the world today, there has been an unprecedented operation that has affected the entire world for the most part. And as Jim Jones was an evil deceiver that brought death and destruction to many people's lives, so too are there people alive today that have similar objectives. They lie, deceive, murder, and destroy. All the while as they implement these things through governments, corporations, media, and various social groups, they are making a killing. That is, as the COVID-19 ruse spreads through the world's psyche, it is a fact that certain drug companies and corporations are making historic profits by implementing various injection policies, testing, and other aspects of this militant movement called COVID. As a servant of Jesus Christ, I know I'm to tell the truth and stand for it, regardless of the cost. And when people are sentenced to death or about to die for one reason or another, it's only fitting to tell them the most basic truths. As in the gospel of Jesus Christ and the Spirit, what he's saying to the people, and to shout it from the rooftop. We're in a time when God's judgment is manifesting upon the world. It's upon the unrighteous. It's upon those who approve things not of God. The wrath of God is on the children of disobedience. It is allowing people who do not love the truth, obey the truth, and even approve things that God detests to be deceived by the lying influence. They are those who believe the big lies being spoon-fed throughout the world. It is God's judgment for those who did not heed his voice nor walk in his ways. Regardless if one is a secular or a religious churchgoer or not, God has called all to repentance and to be all in with Jesus or else. People have put their trust in many things other than God and Jesus, and that is why they are perishing, if not already. God knows many are about to die in these days. They are dying because they trusted in man. Some have taken, quote, tests to examine whether they have something called COVID-19, tests which the inventor stated was never to be used in such a way, a test that is so invasive as to insert a swab deep into the nasal cavity near the brain. Who knows what is inserted by these products called tests? Why would anyone put their trust in such a practice? God's judgment is allowing people to experience what their foolish, ill-advised decisions have led them. Some have made drastic decisions to participate in the lie and will suffer to one degree or another. That in itself is not an eternal condemnation. But perhaps even when someone makes such an error that will end up killing them, they could call upon the Lord and seek his face as death takes root. There's no question to me that this is the time for each individual to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. There will be a remnant of faithful people who love Jesus and serve him uprightly. There will also be many that will fall away, even walk away from Jesus. He's told us so. There are many of those who say, Lord, Lord, but do not do the will of the Father, nor obey Jesus. This is another reason they experience the wrath of God upon them. It is written, John 3:36. Take a look at Hebrews 3 and 4. It's the history of God's people, written for a reason. Faith, faithfulness, and obedience are of the same element that God requires. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So here we are, as the COVID-19 military operation of the globalists set up their one world government called biblically the Beast. It's in operation throughout the world and strongly affects every nation, state, city, and township. The censorship, propagandists, the lawless decrees to wear certain cloths over one's face, standing in restrictive distances, travel limitations, and supply chain shutoffs as well. And realize this, that the various injections are not only made available to those choosing their flavor of Kool-Aid injection, Moderna, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, or Pfizer. Shall it be grape, orange, cherry, or lemon? 1, 2, 3, or 4, and 5 ad infinitum. Make no mistake about it. Death injections are set into motion till they're finished, or God stops them. Right now, they're being mandated by employers and certain national governments. It's a worldwide coordinated plan. God is allowing it for His own purpose. And those who think they can shoot it out in resistance, living by the sword, they will die by the sword. This is not gonna stop. It's only getting started. And somewhere along the way, God is going to put it to a sudden halt. But first, He will terrify them in His fury, and these enemies of God will hide from His glory in caves, rocks, clefts, and hills, asking the rocks to fall on them. Woe, woe, woe unto them. Woe unto the wicked, the Lord says. There have been some that see the truth of what is going on and discern the confusion, the foolish, silly ideals, the contradiction of various policies the powers that be order. Journalists, government officials, corporate leaders, morticians, doctors, and nurse practitioners of the health and death field. Some of these individuals have come forward as whistleblowers. They have been willing to tell the truth when their comrade lie. They've been willing to lose their income and family and other associations. Take note. There are others who know there's a lie underway, and how many have died and are going to die as this operation of injection continues, but they do it anyway. And that is why soon they will experience fierce judgment from God Almighty. These are the complicit co-conspirators who lie and administer the injection of death, just as Jim Jones offered the suicide lace flavor aid Kool-Aid in 1978. People find it hard to believe that there are people who would murder on such a scale. They forget that there's legalized murder of the unborn babies being nourished in their mother's womb. If they will approve of murdering the helpless little babies, who would they not kill? Well, there's no limit to the death and destruction they will bring, and that is exactly what Jesus Christ tells us. He has said, and is saying again, even now, that His people are to pray to be found faithful to Him, worthy to stand before Him, so as to escape the things that will come upon the earth as a snare. He said, there will be no flesh alive unless the Father has cut short the days. And for the elect's sake, He has cut short the days. There are many reports of massive increases of death since November 2021 due to the injections being given to those willing to take the Kool-Aid injections. One report by a CEO of an insurance company reported that the unprecedented deaths right now of 18 to 64-year-olds increased by 40%. He stated that even in historic times, over centuries, it had not ever been seen to increase more than 10%. There are reports of babies dying and young children having heart attacks to the shots. Top athletes have been dropping dead on the field after being duped by taking the mandated vaccines. The reports of such things are ignored and twisted by blaming the deaths to other causes. People in the know have given witness that the vaccines they offer, like Jim Jones Kool-Aid, undermine a person's immune system, and they will end up succumbing to other maladies such as cancer, diabetes, flu, brain hemorrhage, blood clots, heart attacks, and myocarditis, a heart disorder that eventually will kill the recipient. At first, as the COVID-19 operation went live, they fudged the numbers as the right-hand woman to Dr. Death Fauci, Deborah Birx, a fellow of Fauci in HIV and AIDS research, is saying they had been liberal with the numbers of COVID. Yes, they used deaths from other causes as diabetic, heart attack, pneumonia, even falling off ladders or car accidents were attributed to the deaths of COVID-19. And why would they lie like that? This is how they got the public at large to participate in the myth. Fear, lies, and they got the drug companies who already had their patents long ago to manufacture massive amounts of serum to give to those who sign up for the jab. Now they are dying if they have not died already. That is the fact. They opened the door to their own demise. If one were only a follower of Jesus, then they would realize they are to be led by God. They are to follow the steps and example of Jesus. Would Jesus wear a mask? Would he subject himself to an injection of what they call a, quote, gene therapy technology, unquote? No way. Can Christians have double-mindedness and please God? Can they say they trust in God while they put it in man? That happens all the time. And that is why God is allowing church-going people and those who said they were Christians, yet they did not follow the instructions of the Spirit, and they allowed the enemy of death to take a hold on them. Many are going to die. Many already have. In 2020, there were limitations put upon gatherings. Do you remember? Churches were shut down, and at least strongly limited by lawless decrees of those implementing world government. Many of the cultic churches followed suit and executed the plans upon their subjects. They hold meetings where people could be injected with the serum of the Kool-Aid. This was when God had allowed this so people could come out of the influence of the leaven religious environments. They eat the junk food of the false teachers. And God said, "Seek me and live. Seek not Bethel or Gilgal. Seek me." As in Amos chapter 5, God has been offended and tired of the music and the merchandising of the things of God by those feigned love involved with him. Like in the time of Jeremiah, Israel was worshiping God and Baal at the same time. They would go to the temple, all the while participating in adultery, murder, and lying, even burning incense in religious exercises to other gods. How disgusting and offensive! Anyone who knows God and loves him shares his grief over such a thing. Yet look at Christianity as a religion and note its fallen state for the most part. God has been calling his people out of corruption, and that is what the ecclesia, the called out, are to be called out. "Come out from among them," says the Lord. "Do not touch the unclean thing, and I will receive you." What has been the answer for so many? What will be the answer as these dark days continue even worse? God could push the button any time and eradicate the wicked, but he doesn't for a reason. His purpose is to finish his work within those that allowing to be as soft clay in the potter's hand. As the Father molds those that believe in him and obey him as precious ones into the image of his dear Son, Jesus. They will be refined through the fire. They will have their faith perfected. They will choose to eliminate all the falsehood contrary to the truth that is in Jesus. They will be pure as he is pure and walk as he walked. They lay down their lives unto death on a daily basis. They don't believe the lie. They do not follow the voice of the con men, strangers of churchdom. They recognize the usurpers that stand eclipsing the sun, Jesus, on the stages on every corner. Hopefully, as these days unfold, there will be many people who come to their senses and call upon the Lord. They forsake their own way and their thoughts. They choose to cleanse their hands and forsake the evil ways and draw near to God. Even those who gave heed to lying lips of deluding false teachers and drank of their iniquitous spirits, they will turn from the evil of the false shepherds and that drink from the violence of the waters they provide. May many find the blessing of drinking from the pure waters that come alone from He who is the fountain of living waters. And as Jesus said, he that comes to Him truly will find living water and will never thirst again. For Jesus offers this eternal pure water and is indeed the true bread that came down from heaven. This is He who is the only food and drink that endures into the ages to come. But to those who love the darkness and refuse to come to the light, who is Jesus, woe, woe, woe. And those who foolishly take the Kool-Aid death shots, only the Lord can help. This is Trevor Davis, SoundingTheAlarm.com.